This is WBUR. I'm Bob Oakes. Boston will remain a two-newspaper town. Last night, the Boston Herald was sold to a Colorado media company, which beat out two other bidders at the Herald's bankruptcy auction. WBUR's Bruce Gellerman reports.
Last December, after declaring Chapter 11 bankruptcy, Boston Herald's publisher and majority owner, Pat Purcell, put the paper on the auction block. Three companies submitted bids: Media News Group, Revolution Capital Group, and Gatehouse Media. And yesterday, the auction took place. Representatives of the bidding companies huddled in separate corners on the 18th floor of the Herald's lawyer's office near South Station. The bidding started with Gatehouse's offer of $5 million, and for 5 hours, the auction went back and forth. Revolution, which had tried to buy the Herald back in 2012, dropped out first, leaving two bidders. Gatehouse was seen as the early favorite. It owns over 100 weeklies in Massachusetts and the dailies The Patriot Ledger and Brockton Enterprise. But when the auction was over, the winner was Media News. The sale price, just under $12 million. In a written statement, Herald publisher Pat Purcell said he was pleased that the sale achieved his goal of keeping Boston a two-newspaper town. Brian Whalen was also happy. He's president of the Newspaper Guild of Greater Boston, which represents 111 Herald workers.
The Herald's still alive, so it's going to continue on. That in itself is a positive. But let's just hope for the best.
Under the terms of the sale, Colorado-based Media News Group will keep 175 of the Herald's 240 workers. But a big unknown is the fate of the newspaper's retirement pension fund, estimated between $20 and $30 million. The buyer, Media News, which is also known as Digital First Media, owns nearly 100 newspapers around the country, including the Lowell Sun and Fitchburg Sentinel and Enterprise. On its website, Digital First Media bills itself as journalists with deep experience speaking truth to power. But some doubt the company's track record.
Digital First Media stands out as a chain that has cut and cut and cut over and over again in all of its markets around the country.
Joshua Benton is director of the Nieman Journalism Lab at Harvard University.
If they're the winner, then there would be a real concern about the stability of the journalistic operation going forward.
The bankruptcy auction of the Boston Herald, founded in 1846, is the latest chapter in one of the oldest newspapers in the country. 6 years ago, editor and publisher named the feisty, in-your-face conservative tabloid one of the 10 newspapers in the nation that, quote, do it right. We'll learn how the Herald does under its new owner when the deal is done at the end of March. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bruce Gellerman.